We are continuing our Shiurim on Binyan Ariel. We're now on Kuf Samech Zayin 167. We're on Ot Pei Gimel. It's a new section called Seder Nisirat Nukva V'Chazrata Panim B'Panim Eim Yaakov B'Fnei Aza. So we're going to learn over here. We spoke about originally how we built up Za, we built up Nukva. Now we're going to speak about splitting them, because we know they're back to back. So we're going to split them, and then they're going to go panim by panim. Kvar bi'anu le'el ki al yedei ha'mochem shekibla anugva apratit anizkar anizkeret miza. Now after we discussed at length all the shefa that Nukva is receiving from Zah, derech nekev achazesh ba'achural, that we find that he's passing over the shefa from the nekev in the chazeh, in his chest, going all the way to the back of back of him, down to the nukva, nigdala patzuf me'achaz shelo v'lemata. And then Rachel, which is the patzuf she me'achaz v'lemata, was nivne. V'hi devuka bo'ach v'ach v'kotel lecha meshamesh ben shneyem, and we know that Rachel and Zah are sharing one back. Hein b'shlam zeh nasis anesira v'apreda mezag kedei shetochal la'azor im du rapanim v'anim. We're going to speak about now what's called the famous sugi of nesira. It means to split zah from nukva. Rachel in this case. Ve'ina nesira hu b'sod dormita. Now we find another notion in the Zohar called dormita. Means to sleep. We find by Adam and Chava, that we know that Adam, in order to create the Kadosh Baruch Hu, in order to create Chava, he had to put Adam HaRishon to sleep. V'hu k'nirmaz b'tchua l'gabe Adam v'Chava sh'bi'arnu sh'nivru b'tzelam Elokim b'dugmat zun v'atzilut. We know that Adam HaRishon and his wife Chava are dome to the patzuf of zun v'atzilut. L'chein amu chazal in b'achot daf samech alef amod alef. Du patzufin nivru. They were born. Adam and Chava were born together. Du patzufin. Da'ainu dvukim achvach. They were stuck back to back. Kemosh katuv b'tehilim kuflametetz kapitol hey achor, which refers to nukva, v'kedem, which refers to ducha, tzachtani. I formed them. This also found also in the drush in the later parts of all the time. The Kemosha Amur Chazal bin Midrash Bereshit Rabbah Chet Amudalef Shinasra Kadashbuk Lechava Me Adam Vechzira Im Panim Panim. The Midrash says this. The call said is this and Tzira Ramuz Bipsuke Atura Kemosh Katu Bereshit Bet and Chav Aluch Habet Vipol Hashem Elokim Tar Dema Al Adam Vayashan. The Kadosh Baruch Hu put him to sleep. Vayishan, he slept. Vayikach achad mitzelotav, v'yisgor basar tachtina, and he took one of his ribs and closed his basar after it. Vayiven sham, vayiven Hashem Elokim et tzela, and he built up the tzela, built up this rib. Vayiviu el Adam, and he made Chava, and he brought her in front of Adam. V'hu ki abu v'ima nikreem Hashem Elokim, hepilu otar dema al Adam. Shehuza, because the pasuk says Vayiven Hashem Elokim et Atzela. What's Hashem Elokim? Hashem refers to Abba, Elokim refers to Ima, and he put Zah to sleep, which is the child of Hashem Elokeinu, and Adam gematre Hashem Ma shebeza. Adam is the same gematre of Zah, which is Ma. על ידי שיסלקו בתוכו את הנאי שלהם שבתוכה מלווה שמוכים דזה. Because what did he do exactly? He took the מוכים from the נאי and he inserted them. וזהו סוד דרמיתה. ואז נשארו נאי דאבא מעל רשע דזה להיר בו בעת השינה, which is called כיסתא דחיותא. Shu bechinat chiyut kedei kiyumo bilvad ve'elu anayid ima mochim shebetocham mispashtu v'nichnasu be'atzmatam atzmutam betoch hanugva כי נרמז במשמו ייקח את הצלתיו. הוא בחינת נוקבה הנבנית מעצם צלה של האדם. So again, let's read these פסוקים. He's explained to us all the way how the sheva comes in. So again, we understand there's four parts of him involved in this process. One is called Abba, one is called Ima, one is called Za, one is called Nukva, or Malchut, or Rachel, whatever you want to call it. So let's start again. So he says that Hashem Elokein, who refers to Abba ve'Ima, he pilu taldim al adam, who is Za, made Za go to sleep, which is reference in our world to that would be Adam Rishon. Ali dishi silku mitocho et anai, and he took away the nahi from Za. That means Za had inside of him, from Abba ve'Ima, he had what's called the nahi, and inside the nahi you had Shefa, you have Mochi. That was removed from him, so that put him to sleep. And then that's called the Sod Dormita. Va'az Nisharu Anahid Abba Me'al Gresheh Deza. The Nai of Abba, which was originally inside of... Let's start again. In Zah, you had two things in Zah. You had the Nai de Abba, Nai de Ima. The Nai de Abba, which was taken out from Zah, was put onto his head. The Nai de Ima, that was transferred from Zah, was taken away from Zah and was put into Nukva. That's what he says with the page in Kuf Samachet. Ve'ilu anai de ima, ima mochim shibatochan dispashtu v'nichnasu v'atzmuta betochan Nukva. And that was all taken and put into Nukva because he built him Chava. Ve'nirmaz basur v'ikach achat mitzalotav shibachinat Nukva hanivnid me'etzim atzela shel adam. That's referred to Nukva. V'chein nikra atzela mipnei. Why is it called tzela? Which we loosely translate as the rib. Mipnei she omede me'achorav, because da'ainu mitzad achorav, etzela pirush tzad. So we loosely translate tzela as a rib, but the way it's really translated is tzela milashon tzad. Tzad means it's a reference to the tzad achor, the backside of thing. Like we find a pasuk in Shemot Chavav. Pasuk lamed hey ala tzela mishkan. Tzela mishkan is on the tzad of the mishkan. Now, v'chein ata nispashtu betoch nukva nahi de'ima ima atzmut amochin de binot v'gvuot milubashim betocham. And what exactly went inside of the nukva? Not only were the kelim were there with the nahi, but inside the kelim also you had shefa. So the way it's categorized, the way it's said out, is that it's called mochim de binat v'gvod. Because we know there's four types of shefa, which is called the chub chug. So that's called chokma and binot. And then you have gvod, and you have chasadim. So the chokmot and binot stay with zav, because those are masculine shefas. And then the binot and gvod, which are feminine shefas, they go over to the nukva. Why is this process being done? In order to grow nukva. That's what happens. And then she gets split. אבל עכשיו שקיבל להם עצמות המורחים שלא ישר מימה שלא בעצמות הזה אינה צריכה עוד להיות דבוקה בו והיא נמצרת ממנו לכן אתה היא יכול לחזור אימו פנים בפנים. So that's what he's saying. Let's read that again. והרי כל עוד שהייתה נקבה מקבל למורחים שלה על ידי זה, all the time that she was stuck to זה in the back of him, she was mekabel the shefa from Zah. Via Zah, I should say. And Ima would send it to Zah for her, and then she would mekabel it from Zah, via Zah. Hai tzirich liyot tefela, and then for her to mekabel, she had to be tefel to Zah. Zveika bo bekotel lecha kedei lekabel imenu. Aval achshav, she kibla atzmot amochim, shelo yashar, shela, yashar mima, sorry. Now that she's split and she can mekabel ושבע דירקט לפעמים, מה שלא בעצמות עם זה, אין צריכים מאוד להיות דבוק הבאות. Now, therefore, she doesn't have to, she doesn't need זה, she doesn't have to be דבקו בהם. והיא נמצא רע ממנו, then she just walks away. לכן עתה היא יכולה לחזור אימו פנים בפנים. Therefore, now she can go פנים בפנים. והנה, כאן צריך אמנו להודיע, כי כמו שיש לנוגבה נקודה באחור דזה, שגדלה להיות פרצוף שלם באח כניסקל אל על ידי קבלת מורחים דאח בשני שלבים. כניסקל התחילה בערד הרזה ושוב עצמות על ידי אמא. כן, יש לנקודה אחרת בפנים זה שצריכים להגדילה על ידי קבלת מורחים בפנים. שני נקודות אלו של נוגבה הם פרצוף רחל קטנה הנתקנת מהתארות היסודות So he's mentioning that not only is Rachel has to be built up. Well, let's put it to this way. There's a part of Nukva which is behind Zah which needs to be built up. She has to be built up in two parts. First, she has to be receiving her Shefa while she's stuck to Zah back to back. And then she can finally be released. And then she can go by herself and receive Shefa by herself. So besides that Nukva, which is behind Zah, there's also a Nukva is mentioned, which is called Nukuda Katana, which is really on the Ateret Yesod de Zah. She also needs these two processes in order to get it to build up as well. The Ateret Yesod de Zah is actually his Nukva as well. Ken Yalish Nukva Acher... Ken yesh la nekuda acheret bepanim deza. There's also another nekuda which is in the panim deza shetzricha lagdil al yedei kabbalat mochim depanim. So that also nekuda has to be addressed, and she has to receive also that same type of shef in those two different shlavim. Shtei nekudot ha'elu shel nukva and the pasuv rachel la ketana nitkenet ma'ateret yesudot devak dema avak demen which is za. So the dvorim kach. שאחר שננצרה הנוקבה מזל כנז, אז חוזרת נקודת אחור שלה כמות שהיא שלמה בנויה. So this is the sod of the dvorim. He's explaining himself a bit further here. After there was an asira of nukva which was in the back of Zah, therefore she goes and she goes back to his front, אז חוזרת נקודת האחור שלה כמו שהייתה שלמה בנויה לצד פנים דזה. She goes to the front ועומדת שם אחורי, and she stands behind the נקודת הפנים שלה שטרם נבנתה. She stands where she was originally was, she was נקודת קטנה, ואז in front of him, אז המוחים דצלם דאח דאבא, therefore the מוחים of the צלם of the אח דאבא שהם החוכמות חסידים המלובשים בנאי דאבא, and all that, the חוכמות and the חוכמות החסידים are in the נאי דאבא, שעד עכשיו היו עומדים על גבי זה, which were on top of זה, because that's how we didn't see it. We took all the מוחים away from זה, and זה fell asleep. מעט אדומית הכנל, עולים למיין נוגבים, that will go up עם רפח ניצוצים, that will go up with רפח ניצוצים, והכלים המלאכים לפרצופים לפנים דזון, וכל הפרצופים העליונים כלולים בהם. What's going to happen at this stage is as she's going around and in front, all the shefa which was already on the head of Zah, which was the Naida Abba, and all the other patsufim which are collectively attached to that, and as they're going up, they're grouping up and they're going higher and higher. Olim amaim nukvim mi patsuf li patsuf kaseda niska le'el, and they're going to go from patsuf to patsuf, continue all the way up. Ba'ofim shibirurim depanim dekol patsuf nisharu bepatsuf she'al gabav. Therefore, it comes out that all the birurim depanim of every patsuf will stay in the patsuf which is on top of it. Ve'alu kach mizeh lezeh u'mizeh lezeh adrum ma'alot, until it goes all the way to the top, which is shu'ad apsak ve'ak,
And Abdesag the Ak, then they're going to do the ultimate Zivuk in Abde Ab and Atzuwa, the ultimate, relatively ultimate. But Hotzi mea naim the Ak, the Metal the Ak, Tesha Sfirot del Yunod de Ben, the Esther Sfirot de Ma. Then we know the new Shefa is going to come out, which is the Metzach. It's going to produce the, well, from the Metzach is come out the Ma, and from the Inna is going to come out the Tashlum of the Ben. Amid Yachasim Lotam Abirun, the Panim Shalu Lemala, Vesod Maim Nuvim, Lehitaken. So the appropriate type of Shefa is going to come out, which is going to associate itself to that particular part of what we were focusing on fixing. Venitkinu Abirurim, and all the biruim that we brought up will be fixed. And that's going to create what's called the shefa, which is called the tzalmei amochim. It's a shefa which is shalem. And it's going to go from partzuf to partzuf. But often, shekol partzuf elyonam is daveg ima nugve litaken et biruim de panim. So all the shefa now, we're going to reverse the process. We're going from top to bottom now. As the new shefa is coming down, it's inserting itself into the partzuf, and the partzuf will now make a zivug one to the other. And then b'mavir, every time there's a zivug, there's a havavas, a shefa going from the partzuf to partzuf, going downwards. Kach nimshuch ha-mochim d'panim me'ila l'tata, v'partzuf partzuf ad yasud, v'az nilgu yasud l'taken b'urim d'panim d'zul, v'em shuch ha-mochim d'panim d'zul, ha-miluvushim b'nahi d'abba v'ima k'sidram. So finally we're going to get up to the partzuf of yasud, yusas ab and tfun, and they're going to make a zivug together, and they're going to give shefa over to zul. They're going to pass the shefa of the panim, which is called Mochim de Panim to Zul, which are Meluvish on the Nai of Abavi Kesidran. Tchila le Nukudat Panim Shalom Nukva. First Nukva is going to receive it. Venigdelat Nukva le De. Excuse me. So it's going to go to that Nukuda Panim that we spoke about, right? Now, we're not talking about the Nukva which went in front of Zal. We're talking the this second Nukuda of Rachel, which is called Nukuda Panim. Excuse me, which is going to go build that new shefa is going to come down to that particular nukuda. Nigdela nukva al yedei amochim de panim elu bekol komatza, v'gam amochim de chokmad chasadim de ach she'alu leman chazul le nukudat acho shel nukva. Now, the shefa of the panim is going to go down to the panim and grow that nukuda the panim. Now the chokhmah and chasadim, which is the other part of the shefa, the ach, which originally belonged to Abba, is now going to go on the back outside. Chozul nukuda acho. Again, not to get a mistake, not to get confused over here, there's a nekudat panim, there's a nekudat ach that we're trying to build up over here of nukva. So the achachochmot and the chasadim are going to go towards the back side for that nekudah. Which is now has floated and which is now in front. This is only a temporary stage. The mochim come in and they come out. They're going to come on the reshet zah. ונכנס הבא מוחים בתחילת ישר על ידי אמה רק כדי לתת בה כוח על ידי קבלת עצמות המוחים אפילו לפישה כדי שתוכל לשוב לגדל להתגדל אחר כך על ידי זה והגר שקיבלה ממנו אז רק הערה מהמוחים האלו דרך נקב החוש בפנים שלה שלו. Now this is only the reason why it only goes and comes out. That's just to give an incentive, just a power thrust of shefa in order to grow her. V'ze adidishin shenishar ba al kol panim rishimo v'ara yetera b'kol eila mochim shenichnasu ba lefisha. In order to give her a rishimo and a hara. So again, just to summarize the process, what's happening over here is that we're doing a nesira of the nukva, which is in the back of the zah. She's going to go in front. But while that's happening, is that the mochim, which is originally in zah, will leave him. He will go to sleep, and then the nesira happens. The mochim will now travel all the way up to all the patsufim and apsak, the ak. They will make a zivug over there. And the shefa is going to come back down, and now it's going to go back into zah, wake him up, and then they're eventually going to make a zivug. Now it's interesting that we find out that this sheva that she received while she was b'shas nesira was only, as she received directly from the ima, was only if yasha. That was only a very short amount of time. That's in order to give her koach, in order to receive shefa, and in order to build her up. Let's continue. We're at the bottom of page Kuf Samach Tet 169. Now, we said the ima received the ima was sending shefa directly into nukva, but only for a small amount of time, and then it was taken away from her. Nitmayet apaltzuf ad chazed zam. She then was reduced all to the chazed zam. ועכשיו עומדים כל המוחים דאבא ואמא דאח ופנים על רשע דזם. Therefore all the מוחים of אבא ואמא, which is both on the אח and פנים side, is going to be on the רשע דזם, on top of his head. ושוב נכנסים בו המוחים, and therefore the מוחים are going to go on top, נכנסים בו המוחים, there will be a הכנסת המוחים, על ידי זה נתבע את הפרצוף הנוגבה יותר, עד להיות שוב נקודה קטנה בפנים, בפנים בלבד, ואז חוזר ומאיר לעזם מכל אלה המוחים, דרך ופנים, ומגדיל לכללות, פרצופה, פצעת פנים שלו, and chazed zabivah. Then she's gonna again. So the process was she was built up. This process is a continuous process. She's from a katana, nikuda katana. Then she starts growing all the way to the sides of Zah, and then she's going to be, all the mochim were taken away from her, and then she's going to start again to be a nekuda katana, and she's going to be growing again. So let's read that paragraph again. Hine ari de silka mochim shemianukva nitmaet paltzufa ad chazed Zah. Therefore, when this shefa was taken away, she reduces herself until the chazed Zah. Again, she was full height. עכשיו עומדים כל המוחים דאבא ואמא דאחבנה על גבי רשת זה. So once it's taken away from Nukva, it's going to be on top of Zah's head. שוב נכנסים בו מוחים, then the מוחים will go back into Zah. על ידי זה נתבעת, therefore, what's going to happen, the parts of Nukva will be reduced even further. עד ישוב נקודה קטנה בפנים ופנים בלבן. She's going to go back into a נקודה קטנה in front of Zah. ואז חוזר מאיר לעזה, then the Zah is going to be giving back to her shefa, מכל אלו המוחים דאחו פנים. And again, מגדילה לכלות ופרצוף בצד פנים, שלו עד חזה דזה, and then she's going to grow slowly and surely. עולם, כיוון שהיא צריכה להזדווג עתה בימות החול עם יעקב, בפני זה. Now during the week that we know the zivug between Rachel will be for Rachel will be between Rachel and Yaakov, not Zah. Veloim Zah atzmo lachem mitzad Yaakov atzmo lamod mitzadid Yaakov atzmo lamod keneged anetzach dezam v'omed Rachel keneged ho dezam oponim shneim leemsa. So Rachel, we know, is on the left hand side, which is called the hod. Yaakov, we know, is on the right hand side, because of netzach, and they're going to join up in the middle. Ponim shneim leemsa boofem shem panim bepanim. In a way, they're both going to be panim bepanim. Bezesod that niskar bezoal legame Yaakov veRachel. Iu beneza viu bo. This is the sod with the Zohar says that he is on the right and she is on the left. And that's referring to Yaakov's on the Yaakov says Netzach and Rachel is on the hold. Mizdaving Yaakov and Rachel lolid neshamot baolam la'ir sheva lebi'a letakanatam k'tzad la'lotam ad mad'od madriga acha. So that is referred to the process of a zivug between Yaakov and Rachel. What's going to be coming out from that? Well, there'll be neshamot ba'olam. New neshamas are going to come out. And also that's mitakin, the worlds of bi'ah, until they start raising up higher and higher. Okay, fine. So let's continue over here in page Kuf Ayin. So the zivug dezun agdolim the kad shaod veinian zivugim bechek ve'abav ima letor keli verucha. The tam she'enu nase kasher zivug hu the Yaakov Rachel. Again, these are long titles. Bekitzur, he's going to speak to us about the kad shaod, one particular type of zivug, also a zivug called chek av abav ima. And also something which is called the as we refer to right now, as we just spoke to not long ago, between Yaakov and Rachel. Od pei dalet. Od tzarichim anu leodia bezeh. כי הגם שבתפילות יכול שחית מנחה וערבית כלפנים ימצאים וחיתונים דזון מזדווגים פרצופי יעקב הרחב. We know that during the weekday all we be doing is making a zivug to Yaakov ורחל. דיינו רחל בחינת עטרת יסוד דבק דמה ובק דבן אין יעקב בפני דזה בפני דזה. We know that רחל, which is what? She's called the Atert Yesod. She has a very fancy name over here. It's called the Atert Yesod, the Vakta Mavak de Ben. Vakta Mavak de Ben is what came originally from the name of the Ak. That's another name for Zah. And she's going to make a Zivug with Yaakov in front of Zah. Here, Yeshna Bechinat Acheret. There's another Bechinat Shu, Rachel Bechinat Atert Yesod that Nigdele Bekol Komat Zah. There's another Bechina of Rachel, this is what he mentioned to us beforehand, that is going to be in the Yesod, again, she's the Eteret Yesodot, excuse me, again, also Eteret Yesodot, Nigdele Bekol Kumal, the Zavu, she's going to grow out the whole size of Zavu, Mizdavigam Im Zatzmo. That particular Bechina is going to go, and it's going to be Zavig with Zah itself. Vohu Begdim, בהקדים שישנה עוד בחינה אחרת זון שאנו עוסקים בתיקונים בכל יום והם מכונים זון דקת שעות. Now you're going to have these two בחינה, so one's going to be referred to as the זון הגדולים normal, another one's going to be a זון הגדולים of קד שעות. The קד שעות means 24 hours. I mean, to take this particular זיווג will be spread out. It doesn't happen instantaneously the other zivugim do, but rather it's spread out over 24-hour period. It's spread out over 3 days, actually. Okay, so let's continue. V'hem nikraim zune gedolim. Bohu ki zah devak dema v'deben. Zah, again, was referred to as vak dema vak deben. מזדבק עם הנוגבה בחינת האתרת יסוד דבקת מאבקת בן להיות גדלה בכל קומתו דיין יוזם בפרצוף הזמנים בסוד תיקונם הוא שהמוחים שלהם ובניין פרצופם באח ופנים ובזיווגם נעשה במשך 3 ימים. So this particular zivug that we're talking about called קצ'אות is going to take 3 days שהם לצורר 3 שלבי תיקוני כללי. דיינו קד שעות דיום ראשון לתיקום בחינת אח שלהם, קד שעות דיום שני לנסירה ותיקון בפנים ופנים, וקד שעות דיום שלישי לזיווג שלהם. So it's going to happen on the first evening, so שלבי תיקון כללי, דיינו קד שעות דיום ראשון, so it's going to be 24 hours on the first day לתיקון בחינת אח, then kad sha'ot on the second day for the nesira v'tikun ha'panim, and then the kad sha'ot on the third day, which is going to be zivug on the hems. Okay, let's repeat that again. So it's called kad sha'ot because it's spread over three days. So the first 24 hours, it's going to be the purpose of fixing up the achorayim of that pasuf. The second 24 hours on the second day is going to be for the purpose of nesira and doing a tikun ha'panim v'panim. And then finally, on the last day, or the last 24 hours, is going to be to make a zivug between them. Now he's going to go and explain to us. Biwa inyanu ki bekol yom milvad zivug di Yaakov v'Rachel b'sim shalom. Hine b'tfilat apayim nase zivug zon digdolim dikatsho. So where do we find this in tefila about the zivug of katsho? Oh, that we find in tefilat apayim. Ki nizkel v'tam shem nikraim zon digdolim. The reason why it's called zon digdolim. Who kisha nukvad b'chinat aterod yesodot? Because the aterod yesodot nigderek shul za kolel atzmo shu b'chinat vakdema vakdeben mizdavek imo veloim Yaakov. So this is going to grow all the way. Why is it called gedolim? Because it grows up to the stage where it can make a zivug with Zah himself, not only Yaakov. Yaakov is a very small part of. They're going to grow. It takes 24 hours over 3 days. So the first process is that during the first day, the first 24 hours, you're going to be working on the ach ba'ach, building them up. And the second day, as we said, you're going to do the siran and working on the panim side of it. Then a third day you go down to bi'ah. Ve'olim shuv la'atzilut im b'urim chadashim, and you're going to come bring back up. ובגמר תיקון אותם בירורים, at the end of the בירורים process, המשכת המוחים החדשים נוספים מזון לכל העולמות, they're going to bring new shepherd to them, ואז מזדווגים מזון לאלו הגדולים, בנפילת הפעם בשלישי, בשלישי לתיקונם. Then on the third day, you finally make a zivug with the new shepherd, due to the new shepherd that you're receiving. הנה, תיקון זון לאלו ביום הראשון שלהם, ביותו אך באך, הוא בכללות היום כולו,
So the first day again, we're working on the Ach Ba'ach. On the second day, Leil, B'tchilat Leil Sheni Yem Nitzavi V'az V'chatzot HaLayla.
So the second day we said, we're doing the Nisir. Now, going into more detail, by Chatzot HaLayla on that second night, Olim Zun Eilu Lemal L'Chek Abavim. They're going to go, Chatzot HaLayla, they're going to go all the way up to the Chek Abavim. This is going to be the Sod Chupa. Even though I didn't receive the Panim yet, and they will receive what's called Mochim the Panim Beshela, just borrowed. That will allow the company prevent, just very, 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 not for a great amount of time, and they will panim. That's what's called the zivug rishon. In order to make the keli of the yisod the nukva. Excuse me. Kemo she'amarnu chazal b'sanhedrin daf chaf bet amud bet ein esha. Koteret brit ela lemishte asakli. That means she can only become pregnant unless she becomes a kli first. V'gam nitan ba'az alidei azachar chad ruchah v'shad begava. So therefore, the first bia really is the eight bia, the bria rishona. The first bia is not would not make an ibu, but rather it's the b'yisod chad ruchah v'shad begava. Shadigava, that means the first bi'ah is just preparing the kli. Lo binyan av lekol avladot shiyulvado al yedei zivugim shalayem misham ve'elav. So really, it's an interesting process that the first zivug is actually going to build up the future of all the children which are going to come up from this isha. It's actually going to be done through the first zivug. Zivug ze nikra zivug ach ba'ach. That's called a zivug ach ba'ach because it doesn't mean you're making actually a zivug ach ba'ach, but rather it's a preliminary stage to a final stage. Tam lezehu degam shele maase nizavu zun sham rechig abavim panim panim. Even though they only make a zivug panim panim, ha'ariu rak bekoach mashe loko b'sheila me'abavim alif yisha'a me'amuchim shaleim. The reason why it's called zivug panim panim because we're only taking it borrowing for a limited amount of time from abavim in order to make this zivug. Aval im zun hem ayu matan mekumam hayodem ba'omdim ach ba'ach. But if zun were down, there would be ach ba'ach ki terem kiblu mochim b'panim shaleim atzuma mekumam lemata. הנה, לאחר שתיקנו זב יסוד נוגבה בזון לראשון זה, נתן בה כלי רוחה זה. So therefore, when they're back down into the original place of the Ach Ba'ach, and the Mekabel now, והנה, לאחר שתיקנו זב יסוד, לאחר שתיקן זב, להיסוד נוגבה, בזיווג ראשון. After the process, we're after the zivug rishon, which again made the nukva yisod into a keli in order to make the zerana. Ve'natan ba keli rucha ashuv yodu zulim komam azaluman neparim. Now, once zun has come down, they can be maliman to the panim of Abba Vima, v'nit kenu mochim the panim, then they will receive the alias mad of Abba Vima, but this is proper, this is going to stay with them. This will come all through the second day. In order to make a zivuk sheni, the vlad will finally be done on the third day. Ulam inin azivuk ze bechek. We don't find any of this happening in the normal tefilat chol. The closest we get is by sim shalom, by zivuk Yaakov Rachel. So therefore this process does not exist. We die b'zivikan. Bye Yaakov Rachel. ועד כאן הגיעו סדר השתשלות פרצופים מספירות פרטי בחינותיהם עד סוף עולם הניקוד. So that's the end of all the השתשלות and all the processes in בדרך כלל. שהם כולם עוד רגע אלוקות, דעיו וגם אחד הוא, because it's all considered to be one, וכזה קדוש ברוך הוא הנצילות. ונתבררו סוגיות רבות, עניין יציאת בתחילה, שבירתם, תיקונם, וסדר עמידתם ולבשתם, באופן התשלום ותיקונם, וסדר הזיווגים, להמשיך, מוחים, שבע, נשמות, לתקן עולם במורות שדי. So all this was to explain to you all the patsufin and all the worlds, how they're built. ועדנה ולבאר, דרושים אחרים, הנוגעים לכללות כל העולמות, now I'm going to explain to other drushim which are nuger to the building of the world. Olamim and tachtonim, the elokud the pirud, the pnimis v'chitzoniyot tzedek tikunam v'aliyatam v'hamshachat v'sheva ba'em. Ah, gemar tikunam b'meheh din tedani amen ki yatzon. Until we come to the final redemption. Okay, we'll stop here for now. Thank you.